dictation for Lorraine, L-O-R-E-N, Cole, C-O-L-E, April 24, 68, address as a letter, Dr. Kabir, K-H-A-B-I-R, 953-5339. Dear Dr. Kabir, consultation for Mr. Cole with abnormal kidney function comes accompanied with wife. Prolonged exposure to anti-inflammatory agents in a daily basis, at least for the last 7 years since 2015. However, before that, also prolonged exposure, probably a total of 30 years because of chronic back pain and prior surgery. He denies any symptoms, weight is stable, trying to do changes in diet, decreasing animal protein and milk. He stopped the anti-inflammatory agents within the last month. No blood test has been checked since. No vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, urine without cloudiness, blood or infection. He doesn't recall any protein in the urine or infection or bleeding. There is no gross edema, claudication symptoms or neuropathy, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. Review system is essentially negative. Next paragraph, takes no medications. Next paragraph, no allergies. Next paragraph, the only surgery for his back, rupture disc 1993. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. His past medical history, incidental fatty liver many years back, denies diabetes, hypertension, heart problems, no deep thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, no hepatitis, no TAS stroke seizures, no pneumonia, remote history of kidney stones, he passed by itself. Apparently calcium, doesn't recall any other issues, also 2015. His chronic back pain was evaluated at Mayo Clinic 2015. Question, spondyloarthropathy, given sulfasalazine, but he did not tolerate it very well. Reason for he used ibuprofen over the counter. Next paragraph, review system negative. Next paragraph on physical exam, 74 inches tall, weight 232, blood pressure 130/84 on the right, 128/82 on the left. Alert to intestine 3, no skin mucosal abnormalities, no palpable lymph nodes, no respiratory distress, normal eye movements, no facial asymmetry, normal speech, no palpable neck masses or parietal lymph nodes, no carotid bruise, JVD, respiratory cardiovascular normal, overweight of the abdomen, but no tenderness, masses, ascites, or bruits, no palpable liver spleen, no edema or neurological deficits. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries are from November. Creatinine 1.7, he was still taking ibuprofen for a GFR of 42 with normal electrolyte, acid-base nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, no anemia, normal cell count, and platelets. Does have elevated cholesterol, LDL, and low HDL, also high triglycerides. Recent thyroid testing negative, TSH at 2.3. Normal vitamin D, B12, and thyroid. Negative serology for antinuclear antibodies, rheumatoid factor. His prior creatinine, September of this year, 1.6, GFR 38, and then nothing since 2018, creatinine 1.4, 2017, 1.3, 2016, 1.3, 1.6, 1.4, 2015, 1.6, 1.3, 1.5, 1.3, 2013, 1.2, 2012, 1.2. Albumin creatinine ratio has not been elevated. An isolated positive stool sample for blood, however, colonoscopy, only hemorrhoids, no other abnormalities. That was done by Dr. Cujo, C-U-J-O-E, in Clare, C-L-A-R-E. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Progressive chronic kidney disease, likely representing long exposure to anti-inflammatory agents. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or valium overload. Blood pressure in the office, diastolic increase. Presently no medications. We need to update urine sample to see if there is any activity for blood protein or cells. Repeat chemistries to see how much improvement after being off anti-inflammatory agents. Anti-inflammatory agents can cause an acute reversible component, but given the prolonged exposure, probably permanent abnormalities. No immediate indication for a kidney ultrasound. Continue minimizing animal protein intake, which has been proven to prolong kidney function through the years. Monitor blood pressure at home. If not dropping by salt restriction, physical activity, weight reduction, consider treatment. The meaning of renal failure discussed with the patient and the wife. The importance of avoiding anti-inflammatory agents and using levels of creatinine, GFR, for any medications, adjustments. Further advice to follow with new results. There is a prior history of fatty liver, but there is nothing to suggest active liver disease by chemistries or by symptoms. Plan to see him back on the next 4 to 6 months or early as needed. End of dictation.